pushing the limit of how many times you can say the word thing in one show.
That's the next thing.
That is the next thing.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Well, Bishop James Laurinaitis with you on a Tuesday edition of the program. Time to head out on that Brian and Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline for a visit with our good buddy Matt Bertram. Covers the NFL for Fansided. Matt, thank you so much for taking the time. Now that the dust is settled, and James and I were just discussing this, there's a lot still out there. Schedule release coming, but at the quarterback position especially, the Rodgers thing is still floating out there. Incredible uncertainty around Deshaun Watson and what ends up happening there off the field, certainly the first thing that's got to be dealt with, but on the field as well, where the Texans look like they're clearly preparing not to have him on the roster anymore. Let's start with those two. As we sit here on a Tuesday in early May, how do you see those two things playing out over the course of this summer?
Well, I think with Watson, it's almost impossible to say because I just don't think we know legally where he's going to end up. If he ends up getting cleared of all these different accusations, then I think he's probably in Houston. I don't know that the Texans would move on from him. I mean, they've been pretty resolute in the fact they said they wouldn't. Now, as you mentioned, like when you draft a quarterback in the third round with what was their first pick, they didn't have a first or second round pick, that does definitely speak volume. That, hey, we're ready to at least think about moving on here if we have to. Rodgers is a little bit more of a clear-cut case. Like, he's dug in on this. But if I'm the Packers, now that the draft's gone, the earliest return you're going to get on any trade is probably draft picks for next year. I mean, yeah, you might get a player maybe in there too, but really the main crux of it would be a first-round pick or so next year. I would say, look, you're playing here, you're going to go host Jeopardy. That's it. Like, there's no upside to us trading you. And if he's willing to walk away from $37 million, fine. But I think for the Packers, trading him is just the absolute last resort here. I think he plays there this year, and then after that, you move on. But it seems as though it's pretty tenuous.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, Matt, you think both those guys will be with their clubs come this fall? Like, we're going to see Deshaun in Houston, assuming he's cleared. And then Aaron Rodgers still with the Packers, and that this is just posturing for maybe future moves, and just they wanted to voice their displeasure.
Well, I think if the legal stuff hadn't come up with Watson, I think there was a good shot he would have gotten moved.
Yeah,
I think he would have just held out long enough. I think Houston, with a new regime, would have just said, all right, you know what, fine, let's just move on. But with everything that's going on, I think it makes it impossible to deal him. Plus, he might be, if any of this stuff ends up being proven out to be true, I think he's suspended. So I don't think that the Texans really, even if they wanted to move him right now, I don't know that they could for any kind of a value. With Rodgers, is it possible he gets traded? Absolutely. But I just think for the Packers, there's no reason to trade him. Like, I would just make him, I'd call his bluff and basically say, prove to me that you'll actually retire. Sit out for the year. Because they would still get a bunch of picks for him if he sits out this year and he comes back.
Yeah.
Like, they would still be able to get three first-rounders for him.
Yeah, there's no question they would, Matt. It's going to be fascinating to have both of those things for very different reasons kind of play out over the course of coming days, weeks, and months. Let's go back to the draft. Let's talk about our local teams a little bit here. The Cleveland Browns and what they did in the draft, it seems to be, I've seen some sort of Venn diagrams that has everybody giving them an A, that they had a great draft. I kind of feel like they did as well. And now that I look at that roster and I consider the fact that they're basically running back the entire they are running back their entire offense from a year ago. They're returning all of their coaches, both sides of the ball. They've completely revamped the defense. Could have as many as 8 new starters, maybe 9. And not just guys like John Johnson, Jadeveon Clowney, Newsom in the draft, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah in the draft as well. Guys who I think they think are dudes. How good is that roster?
Very good. It's very good. I think that Cleveland, you could make an argument they're the second best team in the conference. Look, I think right now it's impossible to argue anybody's better than Kansas City. I mean, they've gone to back-to-back Super Bowls. They have Mahomes there. They are the team. But I also think it really does matter and helps that Cleveland played Kansas City last year in the playoffs. And, yeah, with that game, probably looks a little different if Mahomes plays all 4 quarters. But The Browns were, like, reasonably in the game. It wasn't embarrassing. It wasn't like they went there and just got slacked and you walked out of there going, geez, okay, we lost by 30 points. I think if you're the Browns, that experience helps you. Like, you walked out of there going, okay, like, we're not them yet, but we're making real strides. I mean, they won a playoff game. They got that monkey off their back. I think the Browns should win the division this year. They are the best team in that division, period. They're better than Baltimore. They're significantly better than Pittsburgh. And obviously Cincinnati is still a young team kind of finding its way. But I think the Browns, the Bills, those are the two big contenders to knock off Kansas City. And to me, it comes down to Mayfield. I think that defense is going to be much better this year. I think Baker's good. Like, Baker's a good quarterback. But can he take that next step, that last step to where he's a legitimate top 10 quarterback? If he's that, they could go to the Super Bowl.
Matt, I'm looking at your power rankings, your top 10 draft classes, and you have the Bears number one with our guy Justin Fields going there. For us, it's a mixture of excitement we've talked about where it's, gosh, what a market, Chicago. If he's great, I mean, you're a hero there in that sports town if he's great at the quarterback position, with also a bunch of anxiousness because of that sports town with quarterbacks, right, and just how it hasn't worked. What gives you a belief that Justin is going to work there? And do you think, I mean, the conversation today and yesterday has been, is he a day one starter in Chicago?
They're not going to say that, but yeah, he is. I mean, they didn't draft him to sit him behind Andy Dalton.
I hope not.
But that's not happening. Like, I'm based here in Chicago, and this fan base out here has been just begging the Bears to do anything. I mean, they wanted the Bears to go after Sam Darnold. They wanted them to go after Gardner Minshew. They wanted them to go after Jameis Winston. You name it. Yeah, Cam Newton when he was a free agent each of the last 2 years. So the fact that they got Fields, I mean, they're in ecstasy right now that they have Justin Fields. That seemed like it was a pipe dream going into Thursday, and now they walk out of there with him. You mentioned the Bears have not had good quarterback history. I mean, you really legitimately go back to Sid Luckman. Don't look at the last time they've had, like, a great quarterback on that team. I don't think it's a bad spot, though, for him. Like, Matt Nagy is a good offensive mind. And I know, look, he's been maligned. They've made the playoffs two of the last 3 years, and they've done it with Mitch Trubisky. Like, he's had no chance with that offense. They've had nobody outside Allen Robinson. So you bring in Fields, who's a far more gifted player than Trubisky. Look, are they going to win the Super Bowl? No, but I absolutely think Fields could come in, have a good rookie year. They've got some weapons there. Mooney's a kid to watch as a second-year receiver as well. I think the Bears will be good, and you're right. Look, if they ever do anything of significance, they'll build a statue outside of Soldier Field to Justin Fields.
Yeah, it's interesting, Matt. James and I were talking about it last week. You know, they passed on Deshaun Watson, and off-the-field stuff aside, so many similarities with what Deshaun went through in the lead-up to that draft, people picking him apart for no reason on the field, of course. Same thing happened with Justin, and this time they get him. They get a guy who there's a lot of parallels in terms of what they accomplished in college, the type of prospects they were, and the type of player he can be. And I think the Nagy piece is the key to it, right? Is I guess I'll get you out of here on this. Will Nagy be allowed to grow with Fields so that he doesn't have to learn new systems? Like, what does ownership feel about Matt Nagy over there?
Well, they've been very patient, and ownership, from my understanding of it, really does like Ryan Pace a lot, and they like Matt Nagy. Now, that has driven Bears fans crazy. I think if Bears fans had their way, they would have cleaned house at the end of the season. But this does buy them time, and if Fields. Even if the Bears themselves, let's say the Bears go 8-9, but Fields plays really well, yeah, I don't think they'll upset the apple cart. They're a pretty conservative franchise, like the Giants used to be, and maybe are getting back to. You know, where the Giants, it was like Coughlin could have a couple bad years, and they just, it's okay, we'll wait it out. Now, of course, he had the Super Bowls behind him, but I think the Bears, that same kind of old-school franchise, if Fields plays well, I do think they'll let Nagy grow with him. I don't think they're just going to all of a sudden say, all right, you know what, that's it. We're gonna change things up. So, I think it's part of the reason they took him, to be totally honest, because they knew that if it didn't work this year, they were done. And they were looking at a quarterback competition of Dalton and Foles and said, well, that's not going to help. If we get Fields, we've got a shot to survive this. And they were able to do it.
Matt, can I just say good job out of you remembering 8-9? so tempted to go 8-8 there, but you got the 8-9. It's a good job out of you.
I still can't do it. My math won't work.
It's a good job out of you.
It's going to drive me insane. It's going to drive me insane.
Always good talking to you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
All right, that's Matt Berterev, NFL reporter for FanSided. He's great. Yeah, that's interesting on the Nagy thing. It's almost like you will put up with, if he's a lesser coach, you'll put up with it. If he's adequate and it's the same stuff,
mm-hmm.
like that's a better chance for Justin to succeed.
Yeah.